SBS Radio.
Halos sa kahabaan ng kanyang buhay, nagdusa ang 13-year-old Aidan West sa tinatawag na periodic asthma attack na sinabi niya ay lubos na nakakatakot at nangangailangan ng araw-araw na paggagamot.
It can be pretty bad. Sometimes I've had difficulty speaking, and once I couldn't speak at all because it was just that bad and I couldn't breathe.
Ang kanyang 10-year-old kapatid na babae sa pangalang Elsa ay nabubuhay din sa parehong kondisyon na ang ibig sabihin ay habang papalapit ang simula ng eskwela, gumagawa ng mahalagang seremonya ang kanilang inang si Helen sa tinatawag nilang asthma action plans. Ito ay simple subalit mabisang listahan na kasama ang pagsasabi sa eskwelahan ng kanilang kondisyon, pagsusuri sa gamot at pag-uusap tungkol sa ginagawang sagot kapag inaatake. Subalit para kay Helen West, ang pagkakaroon ng isang plano ay kumakatawan sa kapayapaan ng isip.
Because the plan tells other people what they need to do, what are my children's triggers, it's there, it's on paper, and the first aid asthma details are on the back, so it does make me much more comfortable. I feel secure in knowing that that's been completed for them.
Si Dr. Colin Robertson na isang pediatrician sa Melbourne Royal Children's Hospital. Sinabi niya na ang tinawag na back-to-school asthma o ang pagdami ng asthma sa mga hospital sa simula ng eskwela ay inaamin niyang sinasadya.
I've seen the world around, so in the Northern Hemisphere, they have their peak in September, and in the Southern Hemisphere, we have it in February.
Si Anthony Flynn naman ay tagapagsalita ng The Asthma Foundation sa Queensland at New South Wales. Sinabi niya na mahalaga para sa mga pamilya na panatilihin ang pagbabantay sa asthma sa lahat ng panahon.
It's likely that families are taking their eye off the ball a little bit over summer as asthma is well controlled. The child's asthma is well controlled and they're perhaps not as vigilant as they should be with the preventing their children's asthma and using their asthma preventer medication.
Hinihikayat ni Ginoong Flynn ang mga paaralan na sumama sa maigsing kurso na binuo niya upang dagdagan ang kaalaman at kagalingan sa paggamot ng asthma.
Understanding what to do in an asthma emergency. So we tell the teachers about and walk them through the asthma first aid plan so that they know exactly what to do in case their asthma, the children under their care get flare-ups of their asthma and need help.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.